We're joined by Chiefs tight end Noah Gray. Andy was just talking in the beginning. You guys probably enjoy a day like this a lot better than maybe a few days ago, weather-wise and everything.
Oh, yeah, we're running today. It feels so much better than when it was 100 degrees out here. But, yeah, weather was great. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, it felt good. It was good to see the guys come out here compete, especially when the weather is this good. You know, get that, you know, good boost of energy out here. Guys are making plays, and it's a lot of fun to compete out here.
Football, you know, is training camp's a sign that, you know, it's officially back and everything. And even last night, the Hall of Fame game is on, even though it's an early preseason game. You guys as a team, or you guys even watch that game last night just to feel football again as well?
Man, I was hanging out with my family.
There you go. Yeah, good for you.
I got a lot of football as it is up here in St. Joe. So I was just hanging out with my family, enjoying the time, and, you know, heard it was a good game, and glad football's back and rolling.
We need the firsthand account from you. By all accounts, Travis Kelce is in incredible shape. What do you think? Well, you know, what's the behind the scenes? Does Travis look more svelte, as Andy put it?
Yeah, I mean, Kelce's doing a great job. He's coming out here. He's working with all the guys out here. He's just a leader. He's a guy that comes to work. He's a guy that you want to follow. You want to, you know, watch, you know, everything that he's doing work-wise when he's in the film room. So the guy is just an example of what to do right out here on a football field, you know, and I think all the guys, when they look at that, they see a leader in that, and we just try to, you know, take after his example.
So last year when you signed the extension, there's always the temptation, right? Like, well, I can wait it out, and then I can try to become the starting tight end of my own and make what was the appeal behind being here in Kansas City? You've seen your numbers improve every year. You've seen your play time increase every year. What was the, you know, when you go back a year ago, what was appealing the most about staying in Kansas City?
You know, honestly, I try not to look back at it too much. You know, I just love this team. I love the coaches. I love the players. I love the organization. I love the fans. And that's it. And we're moving forward, you know, with that. You know, out here, just seeing all these people who come out and support us every single day, you know, it's not easy. You know, they really just devote their time, their effort, you know, their money, their resources to be out here with us. And it means the absolute world to myself and my teammates. So just really a shout out to the people out here, people that show up at Arrowhead, everyone that just supports us from all over the world. You know, we're going to Brazil this year, and it's going to be such a fun game. There's going to be such a great crowd there, you know, and it's just like the guys out here, you know, I know they all appreciate that, and it's just so much fun coming out to work with these guys. I just love working here in Kansas City. I love everything about it, and it's just been an absolute pleasure, and, you know, the guys are having a great camp, and we're looking forward to continue pushing on.
Have you been anywhere? Have you been to Brazil before?
I have not. No, okay. I've only been to Mexico and Germany outside of the country.
Oh, really? I was going to ask you your favorite place you've traveled to, but it sounds like just the Chiefs is when you're traveling internationally.
Yeah, I was in Mexico for school in college. I was there for a week. I was in Cholula, Puebla. It was so much fun. You know, I got to spend a week down at a school down there called UDLAP. Got to spend some good time, had some teammates in college that went down there, and we got immersed in the culture, did some community service, hung out with some people at the school. I played basketball with the basketball team there, so that was a lot of fun. I got my butt kicked. The elevation there is crazy.
You're just catching your breath.
It's so much different, obviously, than here. You know, I think it's even higher than Denver is. So when I was out playing soccer with the guys, or like I was playing basketball, it was just like the whole week I was just dying. You know, it was just hard it was so much different. I thought I was in shape, and it puts it in perspective when you get in that elevation.
You talk about playing basketball. We had someone text in that said, we got to ask you about pickleball. Someone specifically said Garrick Dieter's better than you at pickleball. Is that true, or is that just, it was Garrick texting in? I don't know.
That's probably Garrick. But yeah, I mean, he's a good pickleball player. We enjoy our time in the off season together. I actually trained with him this off season football wise too. He's a great dude and appreciate him. But pickleball is a good little sport. If you guys are ever interested, anyone's ever interested, you know, get out there, get some exercise. It's good camaraderie. You guys have some fun with that.
Yeah, we had T.O. on the show a couple days ago. He's coming in town for PickleCon, I guess. It's a big pickleball convention in Kansas City. And now he's taking it seriously. Like, we were trying to talk football, and he kept going right back to pickleball. So it seems like a lot of former NFL players and athletes are wanting to get into pickleball more, too.
Yeah, it's a great sport. And the court's a lot smaller than tennis. And, you know, there's a lot of little intricate details about pickleball that I never thought of. I thought I could just out-athlete people, and it's just not the case. So it's a great sport. It's a great time to meet so many different people. I play a lot when I'm in Florida. You know, it's a big pickleball, you know, capital down there in Naples, Florida. You know, so it's been phenomenal. I got pickleball people in Georgia, Kansas City. It's growing a lot, so it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy my time when I get out to do that.
Is that your main off-season hobby? What else do you do in your free time? You said you got kids. Are your kids young?
Yeah, hanging out with family, fishing, you know, hanging out with friends. You know, there's a it's kind of fun. You know, we're kind of in that stage where all of our friends are having weddings and stuff like that. So that's been a lot of fun to see all my friends get married and married to the love of their lives and, you know, start the rest of their lives with them. So there's a lot going on, man. I got a little girl. My wife is just phenomenal as, you know, taking care of her, helping me out. You know, shout out to them. It's just, I wouldn't be able to do what I do out here on the football field if it weren't for my wife, you know, really managing everything and taking care of me, taking care of my daughter, and she's a huge blessing. So shout out to you, Mary.
We're talking to Noah Gray here. How much does it help you? You mentioned yesterday you guys were an off day and you got to spend time with the family. Camp's a grind, I don't have to tell you that, and Andy Reid's camp's maybe the toughest camp of anybody in football these days. But then you have the ability to then hang out with your family. How much does that help you kind of get through these days as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, it's a grind, and the guys, you know, when it comes this time of year, we're focused on football, you know, and just it's a huge shout out to our wives and everyone back home who's holding it down, who's supporting us, who's doing everything they can to support us. It's not easy on them either, you know, but it's great being around these guys, our coaches motivating us, and, you know, guys are locked in. You know, we know what the stake is. This is our job. This is our livelihood. We come out here and we work hard. You know, our coaches do a great job motivating us. You know, they're great scheme wise. I mean, just from top to bottom, I mean, everything about this experience is phenomenal. And it's just really a credit to the organization for making this go as awesome as it does, you know, and it gets us better for the season. So it's really a collective group effort between our coaches, the organization, our teammates coming out here and working, and our wives back home who are really holding it down.
We know that they did the screening for Happy Gilmore, too, and a lot of the players were there. Who else do you think could act on the team? Do you think anyone else is capable of it besides Travis? Do you want to get in the game?
I'm a terrible actor. I would be a very bad actor, but I think there's a lot of guys on the team that could. I think Trey did a little cameo for that.
Yeah, he did. Hallmark movie. Uh-huh.
And that, you know, he did a good job in that. I think Creed does a good one. I saw him on SNL one time, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, there's a whole lot of guys. I think Gardner Minshew would be great, too. He'd be, like, perfect for it, too. But
what's he been like at camp? He just seems like a good time to have around, I guess.
He's a great guy. Great guy, great teammate, great football player. Guy just works. He's just another leader, like I was talking about earlier with Kels. Like, he comes to work. He prepares well. And it's a guy that you just want to take after.
The tight end room, who's maybe the jokester there other than maybe Travis
sometimes? Robert Tonyan.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's a good dude, man. He's a great personality. He's a great addition in the room. We got a lot of great personalities in the room. Trey is another great dude, you know, and all of those guys, Jake and Spivey and, you know, all those guys. It's just phenomenal. Wiley, I mean, we have a great tight end room. It's so much fun coming to work with those guys. They keep it lively, especially when we're away from our families here.
Talking a little bit about the offensive line, obviously Simmons has been one of the big stories of camp. You got to line up right next to him sometimes. How's he look from your perspective?
He's phenomenal. Yeah, the guy, he's another dude that, you know, he puts his head down. He works, you know. I know it's his first year in the league, but, you know, physically he's doing a great job. Mentally he's learning the playbook. He's doing everything that he can to be the best possible football player that he can. And it's encouraging to see. It's encouraging to see a young guy that comes in that takes pride in his work like that. You know, it makes me as a fifth-year guy just, like, really want to push myself even harder, because if that guy can come in and do it in his first year in St. Joe, you know, we can all do it, you know what I mean? And it's just that mentality that I think he's come in with, tenacity. Guy's just a really good football player, and I'm excited to continue seeing him grow.
Noah Gray, Chiefs tight end. We appreciate you coming on the show,
thank
man.
Thank you, guys.
Good
appreciate
to talk
you guys.
To
you.
Best of luck.
Have a good one.